as we do every Friday, we welcome Nell Minow, the movie mom, to the show, brought to you by The Village Inn. It's Mother's Day weekend. What do we have on the big screen?
First, I want to talk about Mom's Night Out, a very sweet little film about three harried moms, as there any other kind, who just want one night out with grown-ups and a purse that doesn't have sippy cups in it and nobody barfing on them and all of that. And they go out for their special night and everything, of course, goes completely wrong. They lose a baby, they lose a car, they end up in the emergency room, they end up with the police. But it's extremely sweet and funny. And you know who's really great in it? Trace Adkins.
I've seen some clips, and
it's anytime Trace talks with that deep voice, I melt.
Me too. And he has an incredibly sweet scene with one of the moms, and I just really enjoyed seeing him. So yeah, if you're looking for something fun to do for Mother's Day, that's a nice film.
Okay, and Seth Rogen has a new movie out this weekend too. Neighbors.
He's playing, of course, the same character that Seth Rogen always plays. This time he has got a wife that he loves very much, played by Rose Byrne, who's always funny. She's from Bridesmaids. And they have a baby, and a fraternity moves in next door. So on the one hand, they are terrified that the fraternity is going to make a lot of noise and upset the baby and be very inappropriate. On the other hand, they wish that they were young again, and they kind of feel envious of the fraternity and their carefree lifestyle. Things go pretty badly. They start escalating a battle with the fraternity, playing horrible pranks on each other, none of which are funny. And frankly, I didn't like anybody in the movie. I had a hard time enjoying it. But if you like that kind of Seth Rogen comedy, then there you go. You're on your own. And then for the family, not good at all. Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return. The animation in this one will hurt your eyes. It is so bad. And let me just say that the Scarecrow and the Tin Man don't insult each other. That's not their relationship. And if they were going to insult each other, they would have it much wittier than they do in this movie. It's kind of lame. Also, it's very violent for a kid's movie. I don't remember any guns in Oz.
Does it have flying monkeys?
The flying monkey in this one has a pink mohawk, just to give you an idea of how great that is. Even with great voice talent like Patrick Stewart and Lea Michele from Glee and Megan Hilty and Martin Short, it's just not good.
So run down the yellow brick road.
Yeah, yeah. Go get the original and watch that one again. Or read some of the Oz books out loud. They're all really great. So I wanted to mention that my book about the best movies about moms is free from now to Mother's Day in honor of mothers. It's usually a big old 99 cents on Amazon. It's an ebook, but you can save 99 cents and get it for free. Now, next week, just one big, big, big movie. Doesn't get any bigger than Godzilla. Oh, and next week also, there's another one I think you're going to like a lot called Million Dollar Arm with John Hamm, based on the true story contest that they had to find pitchers for Major League Baseball teams in India. It's very sweet.
All right. Well, thanks for the reviews. And Nell, happy Mother's Day to you. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. And happy Mother's Day to everybody out there.
We'll talk next week. Bye-bye.